No, Catherine, we're not surprised at that at all. It's something that has been highlighted on a number of occasions. Something that we highlighted with the National Ambulance Service themselves, that they've recognised that there are some very heavy delays at the likes of Letterkenny Hospital for ambulances coming in with patients. And I think the HSE are the ones here that need to, you know, put something in place, put a better system in place at the likes of Letterkenny, where you have emergency departments that are very, very busy, particularly at, you know, weekend and late at night and times like that, where there's a lot of people waiting in emergency departments and the ambulance service come in with patients and they're delayed. And as you see, up to 20% of the time over an hour, which could, some of them are up to 2, 3, 4 hours in some circumstances. So that timeline is very, very dangerous and puts the likes of, especially here in Inishowen, but the likes of the peninsula and without an ambulance for a long period of time when they're an ambulance sitting up and Letterkenny waiting to get dispatched. So I think the HSE needs to certainly do something in relation to whatever way they can to alleviate the problem of ambulances having to wait to get patients discharged.
Because the HSE themselves set out the target of 95%, while Letterkenny, the crews are coming in 81.3% in terms of a turnaround time. Like, something has to be done there to bring it up to that target that has been set out by the HSE.
Yes, it's the HSE themselves that set the targets, and as you say, 95% are meant to be dealt with in less than an hour, and that's something that doesn't happen. I don't think it happens in very many hospitals around the country. They'll talk about Letterkenny. But I suppose the hospitals that have the biggest problem with this are the hospitals that have waiting times, long waiting times in emergency departments, and sadly Letterkenny is one of those hospitals that does have that long waiting time in emergency departments. So those hospitals are always going to be the ones that the ambulance services are going to be tied up for longer periods of time. So it's in the HSE's hands, this one, to deal with, because, you know, the ambulance service can deal with taking the patient to the hospital. What happens with inside the hospital is preliminarily down to the HSE, and I think the HSE now needs to look at that circumstance and see what they can do to alleviate the problem, and the A&Es, that the ambulance crews can get dispatched a lot quicker than what they are now at the moment.